taking care of all of us, or at least the people in his congressional district, is Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. Raja, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you were able to join us. Raja is the Democrat from Illinois' 8th. So over the weekend, we got a continuing resolution to fund the government into November, right?
That's right, through November 17th.
What is your thought about the process that took place over the weekend, Congressman?
Well, we've never gone through this brinksmanship. We all knew that this was the only solution that we should have pursued, you know, weeks ago. But unfortunately, you know, Speaker McCarthy tried to placate a very hard right, extreme faction of his caucus. And he found out very quickly, as one of my senior Republican colleagues described them, it's like dealing with the Taliban. And, you know, he decided, you know what, I'm going to work with the Democrats. And so then we ended up passing this together in a huge bipartisan majority.
So if Matt Gaetz and company call for his ouster, what's going to happen?
Well, I think that, you know, there's probably like 200 votes for Speaker McCarthy to stay within his caucus, and there's about 20 people who want him out. And so at that point, he's probably going to have to rely on Democrats to either acquiesce or support him. And I think, you know, there's just some trust issues right now that he needs to mend with some Democrats. But, you know, I think that if he can do that, and there are some very specific issues that he can address, I think, you know, he could probably get through this.
Does that trust revolve around his reneging on a process to keep spending caps at a certain
right.
level? Okay, but
yeah.
He's also come to Democrats. I mean, so he did break with the hard right. How would you vote? If he comes with hat in hand, would you actually imagine voting for Speaker McCarthy? He is the devil you know, Congressman.
Sure. I think that here's how I would think about it. There are a couple things that I would want, I would respectfully submit should be viewed as requests of him. And I'd like to see how he addressed them. One, I think we should take this brinksmanship off the table for November 17th. We should never have the government shut down, John. It should not be an issue. That's one. Two, I think there should be an up or down vote on Ukraine. If he wants to vote against it, it's fine, but he should put it on the floor. And then three, we can't go back on the spending deal that he agreed to, you know, months ago. And I think that that is something that a lot of Democrats are concerned about.
Republicans, or at least some of them, want spending capped at pre-pandemic levels, meaning rolling back the federal expenditure clock to 2019. Why is that so difficult to do?
I think that there are a couple things. One is, a lot of these programs have obviously gotten more expensive to operate in the intervening 4 years. Secondly, I think that a lot of us, including myself, I'm a former small business person. I like to say I signed the front of the check and the back of the check. We want to deal with deficits and debt, but there's both a spending side, which obviously has to be addressed, but there's also a revenue side. The Trump tax cuts are costing us, you know, trillions in debt each year now. They did not pay for themselves. So if that's also on the table, I think people would be amenable to looking at everything.
Talk about Ukraine for just a second. In fact, Speaker McCarthy did not even grant Volodymyr Zelensky an audience when he was in the States last week. I guess, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I'd like to think that he arranged private meetings with people who had serious concerns, and you want to have those people's concerns addressed in a candid fashion. And so I think that's a good thing. I am concerned that there's a growing faction within his caucus. It's mainly from those, I'd say, 15 to 20 people that we talked about earlier who are opposed to Kevin McCarthy as speaker, but they are also in some ways, they've almost become like a pro-Putin caucus. And I'm really concerned about that, John. And so I think that's why I say, look, put this on the floor for a vote. Let the whole House consider it. I think it would pass with flying colors.
An up or down vote on aid to Ukraine. Are we talking about $6 billion here, Congressman?
I think it would end up being more than that. I think we should just do it once. I don't think we should keep doing it, you know, once every few months. Let's do it once. Let's do it for a length of time that provides some certainty for us and for the Ukrainians. And it sends a strong message to Putin, too.
Do you think most Republicans in the House feel that way?
I don't know. I think that there's a big group of them that feel that way. I know that in the Senate, most Republicans feel that way. I think it would be a big bipartisan vote.
What's the worst that could happen if we do stop funding or helping Ukraine, at least at the level we have been? What will the consequences to us be?
Look, I think that the reason why the Ukrainians are making progress on the battlefield right now is because they've been able to take advantage of the material aid, the military equipment that we've sent them, and other forms of assistance. I think that it is a long, hard slog, but the only way that you're going to get any kind of resolution, whether it's at the bargaining table or otherwise, is if the Russians feel that support for Ukraine is not waning in the West. Putin is banking on that happening, and that's why he is continuing with the fight as vociferously as he is. I think we've got to, you know, remove that incentive from his calculus to kind of wait this out.
Back to the speakership for just a minute. If Democrats voted for Kevin McCarthy, along with the majority of the Republicans in the House, that would be a way to stick it to the right-wing faction, right? I mean, as the Speaker said, there has to be an adult in the room. And I wonder if some Democrats feel that way also. If, for instance, you got the concessions that you asked for, an up or down vote on Ukraine, no more government shutdowns, that doesn't seem to me to be an onerous ask. Do you think you would come around? It would be interesting, wouldn't it, to see Democrats tipping the scales in favor of the Republican speaker?
I think that if people didn't actively support him, in other words, cast a yes vote, they might vote present, and that would be the same as allowing for, you know, the 200 Republicans or so who'd support him to prevail. But either way, I think that he needs to address a few of these issues. We recognize that we don't have the majority, John. And so I think for us to say, well, we need to have a Democratic speaker is unrealistic. But, you know, at the same time, if McCarthy wants Democratic acquiescence in his leadership, I think there have to be some just basic concessions. They're not really concessions. They're just recognition of reality. Government shutdowns are a horrible way to run a railroad or
argument here. Is there another last question, Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy? Is there some other Republican you all would find more palatable?
I don't know, John. I honestly don't keep track of each person's policy positions. But what I do know is that if Matt Gaetz's motion were successful, then there would be a repeat of what happened at the beginning of the year. You'd have 15 rounds of balloting or more, and it's not even clear who would emerge in that process.
Will you all put up Hakeem Jeffries again then?
Of course.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, the Democrat from Illinois' 8th. Congressman, thank you for your time today.
Hey, thank you, John.